looking for my sweet baby, but she had moved away. Some say she moved right on Walnut, and some say she moved out on Vine. Some say she moved right on Walnut, and some say she moved out on Vine. Now wherever she wills, partner, she's resting on my mind. She's resting on my mind. Now just as soon as I train, baby, honey, make up in the yard. Now just as soon as I train, mama, baby, make up in the yard. Now I'm Vicksburg bound, that's if the bulls don't have me, boy.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Andy. What's up? Let's have a jumping good party. We're gonna get some beers, get some gin, and see if we find some party.
Thank you. Well, gosh, I'm going to sing a song. It's based on a true experience I had last year. How many of you had a true experience at one time or another? It's about average for Martha's Vineyard. That's what they told me. I've never been here before, so. It's actually happened. I was minding my own business with a mug of herbal tea. I hear the ringing of the phone. I answer, it's for me. I'm so-and-so and such, and I do this and that. I work for the Chicago Bulls. I wonder, can we chat? The coach asked me to call you up. It seems he's heard you sing and wonders if your talents to Chicago we could bring to sing the national anthem on a nationally televised game. It's all sold out, he says to me. I says to him, who's playing? The Bulls against the New York Knicks, he rapidly replied. I'll have to check my book, I said, and cupped the phone and cried. My prayers are answered, thank you, Lord, I always knew you would. I pick the phone back up again and say, I suppose I could. Just one little item, though, before we close this deal. America the beautiful just might have more appeal. Something about those bursting bombs, I've always kind of spurned it. He said, Star Spangled Banner, Mr. Roth, and so I learned it. I show up at the stadium, the crowd is filling out. 18,676, about. I take my place at center court, I'm standing on the bull. I lift my head to look around, the freaking place is full. So there I am, I start the song, but not my usual way. Not like the whiny folk singer you're looking at today. I raise my voice, I let her rip with passion, verve, and style. I go to hit the highest note. The place is going wild. I finish with a flourish and the home of the brave. I could have sworn I heard the whole crowd chanting, Dave, 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 Dave. Triumphantly, I leave the court and usher guides my way. I guess I'll take my seat there on the bench with Michael J. Instead, we take a couple turns. The next thing that I knew, we're halfway up to heaven in the mezzanine. It's true. I look around. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. It's hot dogs, peanuts, beer, oxygen binoculars. That's all they sell up here. So in a somewhat strident voice, I grab my friend and claim, can't believe they stuck us way up here to watch this game. Immediately, the woman to my right does one of these. Just what exactly is wrong with this location, she decrees. We come to every game, she says, and this is where we sit. These are our season's tickets, sir, and you are full of envy. And then she does a double take and breathily mumbles, oh. Are you the one who sang the national anthem down below? My chest begins to swell with pride. I'm recognized, I guess. With every ounce of wit, panache, and charm, I answer, yes. I'm pulling out my pen. She probably wants my autograph. Instead, she says, gee, usually they get famous people to do that. There's little more to recount in this poignant paradigm. The Bulls went on to win that game by one in overtime. And I went on to eat a slice of humble pie delight. For you usually get what you deserve. And I got mine then. Thank you.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including SOBRadio.org/radio. Today we have a couple stories from the WQED Writers Contest, including What Could I Be When I Grow Up? An original story by Sean, a kindergartner, that will be at 7 o'clock. And My Beautiful World by Libby, a first grader, at 10 o'clock. Stacey Offit of the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh joins us at 7:20 to talk about Fiber Art International 2022. Artist Zim Zaid will talk about his work, including a Pittsburgh Solidarity for Change mural, that at 7:50. At 8:20, from Quantum Theater's production of The Cherry Orchard, we'll talk with Katie Brook. Pittsburgh Festival Opera will preview Rapunzel at 8:35. At 10 o'clock, we have some of our Youth Express teens talking about equity in learning and personalized learning as part of a podcast series. At 10:35, Abigail Whipprich, an 11th grader from Woodland Hills, who is achieving great things in her fight to help protect the environment. And Melina Bowser in our final hour with live music in our studios. We're glad you met us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Our pop quiz coming up in just a moment.
In the summer sun, contemplating how to come undone. Time's a-wasting in the midday. If it calls you, let it be your treat. Come on now, get on up on your feet. Get on up on your feet. Smile, this moment is complete. Present is so sublime. Feel so good, feel so right, yeah. In the summer sun, I go down to the beach and I get my thrills just contemplating how to come undone. And you do what you do is you love what you please now. Time's a-wasting in the midday heat, slowing it down as the heat moves through you. And if it calls you, let it be your dream. Let it be your dream. down the sweep. Come on, get on up on your feet. Get on up, I said. Smile, this moment is complete. The present is so sublime. The present is so sublime. Feels so good. Feels so right, yeah.
The Joshua Club here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a song called Summer Sun. Good morning to Nick in Washington. Thank you for your note, checking in. What a week we had at SLB. By the way, we began with David Roth singing about the Star Spangled Banner. And hello to Jim in Blackridge, too. Our pop quiz coming up in just a moment. Last week, we had 45 rising high school seniors from just about as many high schools joining us in our Youth Media Center. Each of them took part in creating a podcast. We made 9 episodes altogether. If you're doing the math, each one was hosted by 5 people. And they also made some recordings using portable recording equipment. If that wasn't enough, we had 20 students in, kicking off our new Radcast program, these students from various high schools as well, and middle schools, and they will be creating stories about regional assets in the county of Allegheny, art museums, libraries, performing arts organizations, playhouses. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the best thing is all the students were here Monday, and then each and every day thereafter, they kept coming in for independent sessions. But it gets even better. What a week this was. We're getting ready for our summer boost activities at Pittsburgh Public Schools, at Pittsburgh Arlington, Obama, Langley, and Oliver Citywide Academy. Students worked on those activities. I should say staff members worked on preparing for those activities all week. We were also at Camp Fun with Shadow Student Athletes. And at Youth Places here on the north side. What a busy week. Thank you for being part of it and for being here to get together this morning. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time to see if you can solve our pop quiz. This one isn't too difficult, but depending on how you solve it, it's going to be a little fun. We simply want to see if you can name five animals whose names start with the letter C. Tommy did it all with dogs, and he actually came up with 10 animals starting with the letter C that are all dogs. Maybe you can do it with all fish, or you can have a menagerie of your own. No matter how you choose to do it, we hope you'll play along and have some fun. Five animals that begin with the letter C, whose names start with the letter C. Good luck from
carry
the Saturday Light Brigade.
In your heart, carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. When your seams are tearing and your sleeves are threadbare and your shoes are wearing from the road, when your spirit's too thin and your heart's too heavy, remember all that we've been told. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. When the world seems shredded and our battles stitched up and the fighting nothing more than show, when our fuel is fracked and our lives hijacked, remember all that we've been told. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Still our lives aren't equal. It's just another sequel to a tragic tale that we've been sold. When I can't get married and I can't be buried by the one I've blessed forevermore. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul.
Chickens, they're a-crowing, for it is almost daylight. The boys, they come a-courting, a-courting, a-courting. The boys, they come a-courting, and then they stay all night. Go home tomorrow. scold me, will scold me, will scold me. My father, he will scold me for staying away all night. My mother, she'll uphold me, uphold me, uphold me. Mother, she'll uphold me and say I done all right. The chickens, they're a-crowing, a-crowing, a-crowing. The chickens, they're a-crowing, for it is almost daylight.
And Cindy Magson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Chickens, they're a-crowing. And Trent Fior did the song Freedom. We're having fun with our pop quiz this morning. Looking for animals starting with the letter C. Hello to Pudge, who has cat, cow, cheetah, croc, and canary. Zach in Pittsburgh has collie, carp, cat, crane. And one that stumps me. I'm going to look it up to be sure I pronounce it correctly. Huh. Chupacabra or chupacabra. Size of a small bear. Found in parts of the Americas. There is an animal of... not heard of. Thank you, Zach. You just helped me learn something. Tom in McCandless expresses his answer in the form of a sensible sentence. The cuckoo clock and its canary woke up the old coot, who had to crane his neck to see the time. Then he did his morning chicken dance, turned on the radio to listen to the Sandlot Cowbirds, played the St. Louis Cardinals while he had a shot of Old Crow. Well done. Good morning to Mike and Mars and Tommy in Virginia. Jim in Crafton Heights has another animal that I need to look up. He does have crocodile. That's one I know. And he has capybara, a rodent native to South America. Oh, what a cute thing with its... wow. It's sort of a dog... like rodent that kind of looks like a chinchilla, which is another one beginning with the letter C. Here's Tommy's where he used all dogs. Corgi, Collie, Chihuahua, Chow Chow, Cocker Spaniel, Chesapeake Bay Retriever, Carn Terrier, Chinese Shar Pei, Chinook, and Catahoula Leopard Dog. Nicely done. Dan in Squirrel Hill has cat, cockatoo, camel, caterpillar, cow, and cardinal. Linda, representing the dynamic duo with cheetah, cat, crocodile, camel, caribou, and chimpanzee. Jim in Crafton Heights, in addition to his crocodile, has critters, cheetah, cougar, catamount, cowbird, canary, cuttlefish, crawdad, chipmunk, cardinal, and collie. Dr. Nelson Harrison has chipmunk, cow, crayfish, cobra, crocodile, cat, cheetah, crow, cockatoo, and carp. Leslie, an Oakland cougar, cat, chihuahua, chimpanzee, camel, corgi, crow, crocodile, cheetah, crawfish, catfish, and chicken. And for the good of the order, she No, I did get all of hers. I thought I missed one, but I got them all. Jeffrey and Squirrel Hill with cow, cobra, calf, cat, camel, crow, crocodile, cub, cattle, and caiman. Miles Zuckerman has clam, chameleon, capybara, camel, crocodile, crab, crow, cougar, cow, and the male swan known as the cob. Cheryl has camel, cheetah, cat, cow, chameleon, crow, chimpanzees, chicken, cougar, crayfish, and cockroach. Mike and Mars adds cryptid. And it points out that the chupacabra is a cryptid, like a Bigfoot. Camel, cobra, calf, cow, and clownfish from Holly in Oakland. Russ has cat, caterpillar, catfish, cheetah, cougar, crab, crocodile, caiman, clownfish, camel, chipmunk. Oh, he's got a lot. Centipede, chameleon, cockroach, cicada, cockatoo, cockatiel, crane, chimpanzee, chicken, chickadee, chinchilla, cobra, coral snake, coyote, collie, caribou, codfish, and whew, coral. You've got quite a lot there. Bruce, he wanted equity across the animal kingdom and therefore has a fish, carp, a bird, condor, an insect, the caterpillar, a lizard, the chameleon. And for the mammal, he's got, of course, he writes, the cat. Well done. Thank you for playing along. A chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge again. Coming up momentarily with our history riddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Loudspeaker One in Fort Collins, Colorado. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Late in the afternoon, that aroma comes your way. Conversation turns to food. About that time of day, you'll find it not surprising when you hear somebody say,
let's go to the barbecue. Barbecue on Broadway. They got big beef tip that'll make you smack your lip. They've got some crazy chicken, hot wings, bone licking. There ain't nothing like stuffing your face. We'll drive them blues away down at barbecue. Barbecue on Broadway. You can go to some big restaurant, get served from a fancy tray.
Yeah.
Sip your dry martini until the break of day. Yeah, me, I'll take some
soul food.
That's what I crave down at barbecue. Barbecue on Broadway. Got a plate of slaw that make your taste buds crawl. Just let that hot sauce dribble when you get your salsa ribble. There ain't nothing like the buffet. We'll drive them blues away down at barbecue. Barbecue on Broadway. beans that will make you scream. Get them on the side,
open wide.
There ain't nothing like stuffing your face. We'll drive them blues away. Down at Barbecue on Broadway.
Right through that head.
Stoke those coals up right.
Turn that sucker around real slow.
Let him cook all night. We're gonna be partaking in a crazy kind of way. Down at the barbecue, barbecue on Broadway. You find it not surprising when you hear somebody say, let's go to the barbecue, barbecue on Broadway. Go to the barbecue, barbecue on Broadway.
The Juggernaut Jug Band at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Ethan. Ethan just sent a few more animals. Including cougar, cat, cardinal, canary, cephalopods, corgi, catfish, carp, cow, calf, chicken, capybara, cobra, copperhead, cutlassfish, cuttlefish, corn snake, condor, carrion, hawk, and crustaceans. He said, I know a couple of those were more broad terms. But I regret nothing.
Would you like to support the Saturday Light Brigade? Instead of trading in or holding on to a car you no longer need, we hope you'll consider donating it to SLB. Our partners will pick up your car, motorcycle, or boat, running or not, and take care of all of the paperwork. You'll qualify for a tax deduction, and SLB will receive a donation equal to the car's value. For additional details, visit slbradio.careasy.org or call 855-500-RIDE.
Happy Independence Day!
We're live in the studio this weekend. Time for today's history riddle. Known primarily by first names only, they got their starts in Boston, Mass. by going on the air during rain-delayed baseball games to help make the time more quickly pass. On July 2nd, 1951, they brought characters like Wally Ballou, Mary Magoon, and Webley Webster to a daily NBC radio show. They finished their career with nearly 4 years of cheer on public radio. 412-200-5975. If you know who our history riddle is referring to, I hope you'll consider joining us on the radio too. You can call us with the answer. You can text us at that number, 412-200-5975. You also can use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Thank you. somebody dropped the piano. This is new into our library. Tobin Mueller, the artist. Tommy in Virginia has the correct answer. I'll repeat our history riddle for you momentarily. Holly in Oakland came up with it. Known primarily by first names, they got their start in Boston, Mass, by going on the air during rain-delayed baseball games to help make the time more quickly pass. On July 2nd, 1951, they brought characters like Wally Ballou, Mary Magoon, and Webley Webster to a daily NBC radio show. They finished their radio career of nearly 4 years of cheer on a public radio. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A lot of correct answers coming in. Mike and Mars has it. Not Abbott and Costello, just guessed. You're on the right track, though. In terms of it being a duo. Our lines remain open, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
I fell into the spell of your wandering eye, and I believe in everything that's true. I can hear the angels sing for you, and all I know is a feeling when it's right. I'll meet you out by the fire. Colors all around us on the 4th of July. My heart is beating fast, now it's sounding like the thunder in the clouds when I look in your eyes. And I believe in everything that's true. I can hear the angels sing. All I know
fireworks tonight. Well, the quilt of life is made of many patches, and the stitches all look seamless on the 4th of July. You spark my heart just like a book of matches, and I love to fall asleep beside your heavenly light. And I believe in everything that's true. Sing for you, and all I know is a feeling when it's right. I'll meet you out by the fireworks
tonight. Baby, my boat sails today, and what will be carrying, you know I can't say. But we'll meet here for coffee the night I arrive, June 25th at the 4th of July. On June 25th at the 4th of July. Wait for me, baby, and baby, don't cry. And I'll bring back more money than money can buy. June 25th at the 4th of July. Some say he went down in a Florida gale. Some say he died in a Panama jail. Some say he got rich and forgot his goodbye. And June 25th at the 4th of July. So she sits in the back booth where they sat before, drinking cafe con leche and watching the door. And she's rocking her baby to this lullaby. June 25th at the 4th of July. Singing June 25th at the 4th of July. Wait for me, baby, and baby, don't cry. And I'll bring back more at the 4th of July.
Shel Silverstein at the Saturday Light Brigade. June 25th at the 4th of July, and Steve Poltz with 4th of July before that. Laurel and Hardy was one of the guests coming in, as well as Abbott and Costello. For our history riddle, Tommy got the correct answer in Virginia. Good morning, Tommy. And Mike and Mars also came up with it, as did Russ in King, North Carolina. Holly in Oakland got it. And so did Bruce and Ingram, not surprisingly. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm sure this one came to you right away. Or
Actually, it did not. I was telling Ricky that when you read the history riddle, I immediately thought of Tom and Ray from Car Talk.
Oh, yeah. Finishing up their careers on National Public Radio. I didn't even think about that.
Because there was radio coming from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say the 4 years, they were obviously on NPR way longer than 4 years, so that ruled them out.
Yes, and these guys got their start back on NBC way back on today's date, back in 1951. They had been on WHDH in Boston, kind of filling in when there would be a rain delay during games, and somebody caught them, loved them, and moved them on to NBC, and they became national celebrities, even with the television show at one point, but always associated with radio for their entire career.
It was funny because the name that gave me the answer is one of the guys from Car Talk was also named Ray.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of like what I was thinking about. So you said they were known by their first names, like Ray. So I'm like, Bob and Ray.
Bob and Ray, indeed. it's always good to hear thought processes.
it was kind of a bit of a guess when I called Ricky. I was like, Bob and Ray? I mean, I knew them, but I didn't know they actually came from Boston. So that was, you know what? You get lucky once in a while.
Yes. Bob Elliott, also known as the father of Chris Elliott, who appears on lots of TV programs, and Ray Goulding, Bob and Ray, born in 1923 and 1922, respectively. They put the deadpan in deadpan. They just really had dry senses of humor. Elliot was a disc jockey, Goulding a newscaster when they got together on WHDH.
Well, I remember Chris Elliott had his own TV show, I think on Warner Brothers. Am I right?
He did. Chris Elliott was on with David Letterman for a long time. He was the guy that lived under the seats at David Letterman's theater for a while. And he also played the mayor on that show whose first name I can't say, that's followed by a creek that came out of Canada, where the beloved Rose family takes over the hotel. Chris Elliott, a phenomenal comedian in his own right.
Is that the show where they have the goat farm?
No, this is the one where the rich people buy a hotel and run it.
Oh, okay. Hey, can I ask you a favor?
Certainly.
Can I do a shout-out real quick?
Of course.
Okay, I want to say good morning to Holly in Oakland.
Oh, by all means.
I hear her name mentioned. Hi, Holly.
Hello, Holly.
I haven't seen Holly in a long time. I hear her name mentioned every morning answering a history riddle. And, it's good to say hello to her. Hi, Holly.
Well, I'm glad you did. Pudge just wrote that he never gets the history riddle. He's got no Google to help him. But well done. No Google.
Oh my.
Google.
I can't imagine life without Google.
It helps just a bit. Thanks, Bruce. A charge
Google,
to you.
Have a great day.
And the charge to you if you came up with Bob and Ray. And here's a sense of the kind of thing they would do.
We're delighted to have with us the world renowned Komodo Dragon Authority. From Upper Montclair, New Jersey. Dr. Darrell Dexter. Dr. Dexter, would you tell everybody all about the Komodo Dragon, please?
The Komodo Dragon is the world's largest living lizard. It's found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago. and nearby Rinja, Padar, and Floris. It's a ferocious carnivory, and one swipe of its tail can render an enemy senseless.
Where do they come from?
The Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, is found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo, hence its name. And that is in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores. We have two in this country, two Komodo dragons, which were given to us some years ago by the late former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno.
I believe I read somewhere where a foreign potentate gave America some Komodo dragons. Is that true?
Yes. The former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno, gifted this country with two Komodo dragons, world's largest living lizards, some years ago. And they're in the National Zoo in Washington.
Well, now, if we wanted to take the children to see a Komodo dragon, where would we take the children to see a Komodo dragon?
If you were in the vicinity of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., you would take the kiddos to the National Zoo. And there you would see two Komodo dragons, the world's largest living lizards. There's a stuffed Komodo dragon in the lobby of the Royal Hotel in Kathmandu, Nepal.
I believe they're of the lizard family, aren't they?
Yes, they're the world's largest living lizard. And they're ferocious carnivory. One swipe of their tail can render an enemy senseless.
I believe we've just about exhausted the subject. I want to thank you very much for coming by. I know it works a great hardship on you to come in here from upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. Do you have a ride home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe somebody here in the audience will be kind enough to give you a lift after the show.
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and now we wish to give up a portion of our valuable airtime for a rebuttal to a recent Bob and Ray editorial. We feel that allowing those who disagree with our views to speak out is the only fair thing to do.
And we also feel it's the only safe thing to do unless we want to get in big trouble with the Federal Communications Commission.
Well, yes, there is that aspect of the situation, too. But in keeping with our policy of granting equal time, for whatever reason, we have with us today Mr. Gordon C. Whitsett. I believe you said that you're affiliated with the Taxpayers Alliance of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is that correct, sir?
That's right. I might add that my whole group is pretty burned up with you two jerks. I told them what you said in your editorial, and they wanted to come down here with me and beat you to a pulp.
Well, there's no need for violence, Mr. Whitsett. That's one of the reasons we give opponents of our views a chance to respond on the air, so why don't you just go ahead with your statement?
You bet your sweet life I will. I intend to do it right now,
too. Fine. I wish you would. Just go ahead.
I intend to. My fellow Americans, Bob and Ray are nothing but a couple of melonheads who are totally ignorant of the financial problems in Pittsburgh. Yet these two chumps have blatantly come out in favor of building a subway system there. We say Pittsburgh does not need a subway. And furthermore...
Excuse me, Mr. Whitsett, but...
You sit down. I haven't even had a chance to give the figures on how much a Pittsburgh subway would cost. You cleverly skipped over that in your editorial, didn't you?
No, sir, that's what I was trying to interrupt. You see, we've never presented a Bob and Ray editorial about building a Pittsburgh subway.
Now, don't give me that stuff. I heard it, and I immediately notified my group. And we're all pretty burned up.
Oh, I don't doubt that you and your friends feel strongly, Mr. Whitsett, but you couldn't have heard an editorial like that on this station. Why would we care whether you build a subway in Pittsburgh anyway?
Well, that was going to be my next point. But you've kind of taken the wind out of my sails here. You know, I think there's a station in Pittsburgh that's close to yours on the radio dial. I wonder if that's where I heard the editorial I'm replying to.
It's entirely possible. I know we've never broadcast an editorial about a Pittsburgh subway.
Well, I guess I must have heard it on that other station back home, and I feel kind of silly about this.
Well, no need to do that. We all make mistakes, so if You just sit down there in the corner until you feel composed enough to leave.
Oh, not so fast. I feel fine. I've still got 2 minutes of my time left for the rebuttal.
Yeah, but we've already agreed that you're on the wrong station.
My fellow Americans, the proposal to build a subway system is one of the most vital issues facing Pittsburgh today. You've just heard Bob and Ray admit that they've never once delivered an editorial on this important matter.
Oh, come on now.
Keep out of this. Friends, the callous disregard shown by Bob and Ray in choosing to ignore the Pittsburgh subway debate is shameful. Over the years, such a subway system could cost the taxpayers of Pittsburgh at least $100 million. Yet Bob and Ray don't think it's important enough to gain their attention.
Mr. Whitsett, you're not entitled to this equal time. You're replying to an editorial that we never broadcast in the first
place.
That's
my point exactly. No editorial was ever broadcast on this subject by Bob and Ray. And for this disregard of the public interest, I say, hang your heads in shame. The good people of Pittsburgh will never ignore such a vital issue, regardless of the failure of you two bums to speak out.
Is that...
Thank you.
Finally complete your remarks?
Yes, now I just hope you two guys get what's coming to you. Goodbye.
You've been listening to an editorial rebuttal. It was mistakenly delivered by Mr. Gordon C. Whitsett of the Pittsburgh Taxpayers Alliance.
We recognize our responsibility to grant equal time to those with opposing viewpoints. However, we also recognize the fact that Mr. Whitsett should have expressed his opinions on a station in Pittsburgh. Therefore, we urge responsible parties with opposing views to contact the station where Mr. Whitsett should have been.
This editorial reply has been produced under the auspices of the Bob and Ray Public Affairs Department, which assumes no responsibility for its content. Thank you.
There are a couple of selections from Bob and Ray, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you identified that pair as the answer to this morning's history riddle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.
Happy 4th of July!
The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now, a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This one from kindergartner Sean.
My name is Sean. I am 6 years old, and I live in Mount Carmel. The name of my story is What Can I Be When I Grow Up? My best friend, Daniel, asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? Maybe I'll be a firefighter. No, too smoky. Maybe I'll be a barber. No, too hairy. Maybe I'll be a garbage man. No, too smelly. Maybe I'll be an ice cream truck driver. No, too melty. Maybe I'll be a lumberjack. No, too woody. Maybe I'll be a gardener. No, too sluggy. Maybe I'll be an astronaut. No, too starry. Maybe I'll be a snowplow. No, too snowy. Maybe I'll be a basketball coach. No, too yelly. Maybe I'll be a paleontologist. Yes, so cool. I'll love to dig up fossils until the sun sets.
Finally, the right career. We'll have another story this morning at 10 o'clock from the WQED Writer's Contest.
Up solid, I know they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, but I so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, but I so they won't come down. Baby, when you marry, get a railroad man. Every day I'll be paid, dollar bill in your. And the baby laying in the bed, thinking about the money that I ain't made. Don't tamp 'em up solid, or they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, but so they won't come down.